راديو رياض Kingdom of Saudi Arabia presents glimpses from the life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. A program prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabbas. A series deals with the personality, characteristics, and the conduct of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, Most Merciful, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah, the Almighty, and may Allah's peace and blessings be unto His slave servant Muhammad, His honored family, and His rightly guided companions, and unto those who sincerely followed His footprints. Dear listeners, we will be talking today about the Prophet's marriage to Aisha. May Allah be pleased with her. Welcome again to another in the series of glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And in the following, we would address the story of the marriage of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, to Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, the mother of believers. Consequently, we would also touch upon the main merits and characteristics of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, in relation to her life in the house of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Let us hear her own words about her marriage to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, relates, as in Imam Bukhari, hadith number 3895, and Imam Muslim, hadith number 2438, the following. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, told me once, Allah the Almighty enabled me to see you twice or thrice in the vision prior to getting married to you. According to one of the narrations of the same hadith, the angel brought you to me while you were wrapped with a piece of silk. The angel said, "This is your wife." Of course, this was while in the vision. I uncovered your face. I saw that it is you, Aisha, who is wrapped in the silk. Thus, I said to myself, if this is a matter arranged by Allah, the Almighty, He will definitely make it come true. Tirmidhi, in his book, hadith number 3880, reported, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, relates, Angel Gabriel, peace be upon him, brought me to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, wrapped in a green piece of silk, showing him my picture. Angel Gabriel, peace be upon him, said to the Prophet, peace be upon him, this is your wife to be in this world and in the second world. Imam Bukhari, in his book, hadith number 3894, and Imam Muslim, in his book, hadith number 1422, both reported of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, that she said, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, married me on paper while I was 6 years old. Upon arriving at Medina, we stayed with Bani al-Harith of Al-Khazraj. I felt ill at that time. My hair fell off as a result of the illness. Later on, I felt better, and my hair returned to its normal condition, full, healthy, long, and thick. My mother, Umm Ruman, came to me while I was on this swing with the rest of children and girlfriends. She called me to come. I went to see her, and I wanted to see what she wanted from me. She held my hand and walked with me to the house gate. I was huffing and puffing since I was playing with the other kids at the swing. My mother reached the water can, took a little amount of water, and wiped my face and head while I was still huffing and puffing. My mother let me in the house. There I noticed some Ansari women from the Medina of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, who gathered in the house. The women declared, "Blessed be the act, and happiness is to surround. May she has the best of fortune." As such, my mother turned me in to these Ansari women who dressed me up, combed my hair, perfumed me, etc. Little later in the day, in the afternoon, I was surprised to notice Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, entering the house without any previous knowledge to me. The women who were in the house handed me over to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and I was 9 years old at that time. Arabs in the Arabian Peninsula during the pre-Islamic era were accustomed to such type of arranged marriages at fairly young age. Girls in the equator area environment mature much faster and at much earlier age of those in the northern hemisphere. Moreover, it was also customary to seek the approval of a marriage of a young girl at the age between 6 and 9. And also, it was customary to consummate the marriage at the age between 9 and 12 years old. For this, what Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, did in the case of marrying Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, was within the norms of the Arabs and in the Arabian Peninsula, no less. Muslims should keep this practice in mind when they are approached by a pious man while their daughters are at young age. They should promise to marry such a good person in order to re-encourage the marriage at the early age, as it is a sunnah and an excellent practice even in the modern times. Such a practice would surely help alleviating a lot of sexual problems in the open modern society that has no respect of the commandments of Allah the Almighty and the Islamic instructions. Similarly, Muslim girls should not find any excuse for themselves as to avoid marriage at an early age in the modern times, as it is the best for them as well. They can use their productive years in a wise way, and they can enjoy the motherhood which every normal and decent woman would like to be and enjoy. On another occasion, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, relates the following, as in Abu Dawood book, hadith number 3909, and in Nasa'i's book, volume 12, hadith number 1782, and Ibn Majah's book, hadith number 3324, who all reported that Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, relates, "My mother wanted to make me a little bigger, body-wise, before Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, marries me. However, my body did not respond to any type of food that she offered me. Thus, I did not get bigger. I did not get fatter. I remained thin. My mother changed the diet. She gave me dates and cucumber. I gained some pounds that made me extremely pretty." Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, took a very special care and attention to the young wife, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. Imam Bukhari in his book, hadith number 6130, and Imam Muslim in his book, hadith number 2440, reported that Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, relates as follows. "I played with cotton toys when I married to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. I had girlfriends who played with me at that time in the house of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. When Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, came in the house at that time, the girls disappear somewhere in the house. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, looks for them and sends them to me to play with them again. Both Imam Bukhari in his book Hadith number 5236 and Imam Muslim in his book Hadith number 892 reported that Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, also related that, by Allah, I have seen Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, standing at the door of my room, covering me with his garment in his masjid, mosque, in order that I can watch the entertaining play of the Abyssinian boys. He would continue to guard me until I would be the one to leave at my own accord. Therefore, I urge the parents and the guardians of little young and playful girls to take care of them and provide them time for their innocent play. This act indicates that the amount of kindness, mercy, and thoughtfulness Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, has towards his young wife. He, peace be upon him, was like that with all his family members. He was generous, kind, caring, and extremely thoughtful about others. That is the way a Muslim should be in order to make everyone happy around him. Imam Ahmad, in his book Al-Musnad, reported that Asma bint Yazid bin As-Sakan, may Allah be pleased with her, commented, I have done the makeup for Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, for her wedding to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. I was also the one who brought her forward after completed the makeup session for Allah's Messenger to see her. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, came in and sat next to Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. Someone brought a jug of milk to Allah's Messenger. He drank some of it and handed over to Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, who took it bashfully from his hand and while lowering her gaze. Asma, may Allah be pleased with her, the reporter of the hadith, posed, I shouted at Aisha, saying, take the jug from the hand of Allah's Messenger. Thus, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, took the jug, drank a little amount of it, and returned it back to him. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, on that, commented, pass it on to your girlfriends. Upon hearing this, Asma posed, O Messenger of Allah, please, you take the jug, drink of it, and pass it to me by your own hand. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, took back the jug, drank of it, and passed it on to me. Asma continued, I sat down, placed the jug on my knee, and turned the jug in search for the place of the lips of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. She was hoping to gain the blessings from Allah by drinking from the same place on the jug where the lips of the Prophet, peace be upon him, were. Allah's Messenger said to Asma, pass the jug to the rest of the women. The present women exclaimed, we do not have a desire to drink. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, commented, O women, do not combine lying and hunger, as he knew that they were hungry, but they were bashful to ask. We notice how kind, merry, joyful, and caring was Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, to his young wife, her girlfriends, and other people in his household. That is what a Muslim should be. Emulate Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, in every action, if you can. Imam Muslim, in his book, Hadith number 1423, reported that Urwa, the nephew of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, related, my aunt Aisha posed, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, married me in the 10th month of the Islamic calendar and consummated the marriage in the same month. There was no one more favorite to him than me. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, is the most learned woman in jurisprudence in the Muslim nation ever. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, announced his marriage to her prior to the migration to Medina after the death of his first wife, Khadija, and consummated the marriage on the second year of Hijrah, right after the Battle of Badr. She was 9 years old when she consummated the marriage. Thus, she lived with Allah's Messenger 9 blessed and very fruitful years, where she was able to observe a lot of activities of the Prophet, peace be upon him, memorize them, then publicize them, and teach them to others. She was one of the best companions and wives of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, although all of them were great. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, loved her dearly, and she was very dear to his heart. May Allah's blessing, may Allah bless her soul for the tremendous service she presented to Islam and Muslims. God willing, in the next episode, we will continue with you more on the glimpses of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his own home and with his blessed family members. With this, we come to the end of this episode. Until we meet again, I bid you farewell, and special thanks to our sound engineer Khalil Al-Isa. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Radio Riyadh presented glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabas.